Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Recently, I attended choral evensong at Westminster Abbey, and afterwards a tour of the Abbey. Upon arrival, I was ushered into the choir and seated in a top stall adjacent to the Commonwealth stalls and, you might have guessed it, at the conclusion of evensong, I moved a few seats and sat in the stall marked Australia, because I could. I was enjoying the moment and simply thinking that three of my identities were intersecting, Australian, British and Christian, in alphabetical order. Of course, there are specifics pertinent to each of them, which I have to navigate. Recently, Charlotte and I have finalised our British and Australian tax returns, and the two countries don't calculate the same things identically. Should I wish to be a Member of Parliament, I don't, that would be possible here in Britain, but not in Australia. And for my Christian identity, I'm very much a Lutheran, because I believe that the Lutheran teaching, the confessions of the faith, about God and Jesus, salvation, human beings, sin, death, judgment, the means of grace, discipleship, and more, present Jesus and Christianity most clearly, accurately, scripturally. You also will have various identities relating to your birthplace, your family, your profession or professions, to your country, and to the world events you've lived through or ones we're living through now. And there is also your faith, what you believe, whom or what you ultimately trust. We are all negotiating our identities, what to say and do in what environment among which group of people. We also work through and live through loss or change of identities, often through death, where a spouse becomes a widow or widower, or perhaps a sibling dies and the birth order or expectation of other siblings change. Loss can come by choice, such as a change of employment, or as a result of personal behaviour, whether criminal or not, or it can be imposed upon you. I personally think it is wrong for countries to revoke citizenship on its citizens no matter the offence, and to make a person stateless, because I think just as families should not deny their members but work as best and as possible for as much harmony and good relationships as possible, so countries are unwise to cancel their citizens because, if nothing else, it does not foster loyalty and harmony among all citizenry. But in the world we make with our laws and morals and philosophies, none of them are perfect and we do not create a utopia, where we use words to create our own version of reality and are now increasingly suspicious of words and burdened by assessing what is truth, I think all our identities have a fragility about them. We can lose some of them, destroy some of them, and some of them can be taken away from us. So, who are we? For Christians, the answer is found. Their identity is grounded in what God has said and done in Jesus Christ. In Jesus, we encounter God for us, not against us. The proclamation that comes from Jesus' manger, cross, and empty tomb is that God is the faithful one, who is gracious and merciful. Living in all our identities, negotiating them, working out how to live in this country or according to that law, requires a foundation which can be relied upon, and that is heard in what we call law and gospel, the biblical account of sin and grace. And that certainty of forgiveness that takes away terror about God and inspires us to live as Jesus' disciples in all our identities. And so we begin another year, and God is still faithful to his people. A blessed 2025 to us all. Let's pray. Almighty and merciful God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending to us the light for the world, the Word who became a human being and lived among us. Make the light of faith shine within us and be seen by those around us. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.